The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Good evening. I started the show with my friend Jeff Bliss on Pacific Watch, and we wound up speaking of July 17th, 1955, the opening of Disneyland, a golden day for America. Jeff and I recalled when we watched Disneyland Sunday nights on ABC, there was always a moment of anxiety, more than a moment sometimes, because that was the end of the weekend. Mom said to bed after 7:30, a special privilege to stay up this late, go to school in the morning, and there was the anxiety. Knowing that this was the end, every moment of Disneyland was one minute closer to having to go to school in the morning and start the week all over again. Have to wait 7 more days for that moment, an hour-long program, little pieces of cartoons, some adventures, some of the movies rolled out early. The ones that were most vivid in my memory are the Davy Crockett stories. I don't know if they show them on Disneyland. I'm sure Disney, the Wide World of Disney, or the Wonderful World of Disney. And of course, they showed pieces of the park as it was being built and as they were adding rides. And I can imagine everybody watching it with different ambitions. Mine was, I didn't know quite where it was. I knew it was in California, which is far away. And I didn't know whether I'd ever get there, but I imagined getting there and the ride I'd take first and second. I don't remember them clearly. In 1994, I finally got there on a book tour, and I took my 3-year-old son, Sam. Maybe he was four. He was four. And we flew down on the shuttle out of Kennedy and were picked up and taken to the book tour. We were staying at a motel outside of Disney World. I didn't quite know where it was, but they had a bus that was leaving the parking lot of the hotel for his Disneyland, so Sam and I got in it and spent a wonderful afternoon in the heat and humidity at Disney World. Disney World. This is the big one in Florida. Never got to Disneyland. Haven't made it. I was there in Orange County for several months, but didn't find a way to Disneyland. Disney World was plenty in 94. We did all the fun rides. Magic Mountain was, I think, our favorite, but I'm not sure. The one where you plunge down into the water, I don't think it's there anymore. And, of course, there was Tower of Terror. That's not there anymore. Sam loved it. Well, he loved it, but then he was a little surprised. You get a picture. Afterwards, there's a photograph of you going down in your ride, Tower of Terror. And Sam's look is perfect, four-year-old. We took one last ride on Magic Mountain, the one where Br'er Rabbit appears. I don't think that's there anymore either. It's been, 30 years? Updating. And new modalities. I understand that. There was a thunderstorm coming in, and so they were going to close the park. There was lightning in the distance. And we raced ahead and got onto the end of the line of the plunge into the water. I think Magic Mountain, it had some other name. And then raced back to the parking lot where the bus was waiting for us. It was raining by that time. We bought a Disney parka. Sam was dragging a little bit because he's 4 years old and I dragged him around all day. He'd enjoyed it, but he was wearing down. So he fell asleep in my lap on the bus ride back, and when we got back, I hadn't fed him yet. So I put him on the bed, and I said, I'll get you some spaghetti. And I went down and found a way to find the cook to give him some spaghetti. When I got back, he was sound asleep. I couldn't wake him up for his dinner. That was my first time to Disney World. It's a great memory. I'm sure all the families listening have had similar wonderful experiences they remember at Disney World. It becomes the reason you're there, but what most importantly, it's just fun to hang out with kids. Everywhere there were kids. Disneyland, July 17th, 1955, Disneyland, California, open. Jeff worked there. He worked there as Yodeler Bliss on the Alpine ride in Disneyland. He worked there some on a submarine, deckhand disc, Bliss. Let's see, other modalities he worked. There were several other roles that he took in the summertime. And he remembers every moment, joy. And I celebrated it with him. There were other subjects that were equally challenging today, but I didn't want to get too heavy-handed about the war fighting, which is ugly and endless and to some measure pointless. Not to be too hard-handed, ham-handed about this, but both sides are performative now, with few dying in between. But they're using real grown-up weapon systems, and they're hurting the planet. They're making the planet struggle. And I don't believe there's a good reason for it. There's no information about Iran now that we didn't have February 27th. And Iran is not a threat to world peace. It is a bad actor. It's a rogue state. It's a failed state, but not a threat to world peace. Donald Trump is using the arsenal of the U.S. Navy and Air Force to accomplish unknowns. Last night he gave a speech, but it didn't have anything to do with the war. It was about the election of 2020, which is bizarre. Also tonight, I have a wonderful conversation with Jeff Bliss, with Henry Sikorsky about electric grids and warning systems on missiles and when they fail and attacking infrastructure. The reason Henry and I talk about it is that Iran says to Washington, Tehran to Washington, if you attack our power grid, we're going to attack Bab el-Mandeb, which is the choke point of the Red Sea. So they're trading threats over electricity. And Henry introduces us to the fact that when you make war on electricity, that shuts everything down. And the Golden Dome or air defenses or Patriot missiles, they don't do anything for protecting the electric grid. That has to be hardened all by itself. And a nation as large as the U.S. or as large as Iran, it's impossible to harden all the grid. So far, the U.S. has left the Iranian grid alone. So far. Second part of the conversation with Alan McHale, Professor Alan McHale at Yale, his new book, Newcomers, about Anthony the Turk and Gretchen and their adventures in New York, New Amsterdam. It becomes New York eventually because the restoration of Charles II, Charles designates his younger brother, James, who will become James I of England when his brother dies. James I to round up what he needs to take over New Amsterdam and join the New England colonies with the southern colonies of England. A whole new way of looking at Peter Stuyvesant and his role through the eyes of Anthony and Gretchen, the young couple that become some of the wealthiest in New Amsterdam by the time they leave us. A wonderful story, well told, and a completely new way of looking at the settling of New York. There's much more to the show, including Bob Zimmerman with many remarks about commercial space, which is now being monetized as we speak by private investment. Smart for them. And Bob's recitation of the many startups is worth attention because it's the next AI, it's the next computers, it's the next pharmacology, it's the next automobiles. We're headed into low Earth orbit and the Earth-Moon system. and there will be money in it, lots of money, lots of investment, lots of dreams. I think we'll get the Earth-Moon system started before I leave us. Not Mars. Too ambitious right now. Let's get number 13 Starship test done. It's delayed again till Monday. And I'll be there. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.